The next case is number 05-1609, Apotex Incorporated against Sanofi, Synthemabo, and others. Mr. Chasen.
Good afternoon, Your Honors. Bruce Chasen for Apotex, Inc. and Apotex Corp. There are basically two main issues in this case. Number one, did the district court properly apply the Glitch decision of this court's Glitch decision? And the second main issue is whether the district court misapplied the Professor Borchardt factors for determining whether a declaratory judgment is appropriate. Now, I'm going to address the Glitch decision.
Could you tell us how your case differs from the Glitch decision?
Absolutely. First of all, the Glitch declaratory judgment plaintiffs sought leave to amend 6 years after the liability trial. That leave was denied. Then they had the damages trial. Then they filed the DJ case. So what the Glitch plaintiffs were doing was using a declaratory judgment act to attack a verdict that had already been rendered. We are not doing any such thing.
That's even worse, isn't it? From the perspective of where you're standing, you're challenging the trial court's determination of whether or not you could amend your complaint, and they denied it, which is discretionary. You're still subject to appeal on that. Still have the right to appeal that denial.
Yes, we do have the right to appeal, and we're all agreed on that. However, the issues of inequitable conduct that we want to raise in our declaratory judgment complaint are so intimately intertwined with the obviousness issues in the infringement case and also with the other inequitable conduct issues that we feel quite strongly that these matters should be tried together, that it would be sound judicial administration to try these matters together. And that is why we suggested to the court that the cases should be consolidated. Now, one of the things that...
But he's already denied your amendment.
Yes, he has.
So why don't you just keep it on appeal? You still have the right to appeal that. You still have the same rights at that point without that judgment action being filed.
Isn't this
really a hand-around run against the judge's determination of denial of the amendment?
Your Honor, while it could be viewed that way,